Want to stay in the loop on news and updates about season 2 of your favorite shows, like Baraska? Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at Qcode Media.
From Now, starring Richard Madden and Brian Cox, directed by Reese Wakefield.
Oh, thank God. He's moving again. You okay, Edward?
Why wouldn't I be?
You've been unconscious.
Where are we? How did we escape the Russians?
The first question is easier to answer than the second.
We've landed in an abandoned lot located a half mile from the Barlow Cemetery. Nurse Helen's statistical analysis suggests a low probability of a separatist raid in this particular area at this particular time.
I assume we're still being chased by multiple governments.
Yes. But we have no idea of knowing how close or how far away they are.
Why are you both staring at me like that?
In escaping the Russian Federation Air Force, you displayed some kind of uber-human ability to manipulate time, space, and physical matter.
What?
Nurse Helen, please be quiet. At this current moment, we're seeking evidence from your gravesite, with the expectation that it might clarify what happened 35 years ago, and what actions NASA documented regarding the HOPE mission.
Right, of course we are.
Hunter referred to this gravesite in his sleep, referencing what he had buried.
Don't blame me, Eddie. I've said this was a long shot.
Here, put these lead vests on. They're not perfect, but they'll protect you both from the surface radiation. Are you strong enough to walk?
Only one way to find out.
Welcome to Cemetery 102P7. For ease of finding your loved one, please enter or speak their first name and last initial.
The hell?
Everything's automated these days.
Not very respectful of the dead, is it?
Let's hurry up. Who knows how much time we have? We're looking for Edward Fitz.
Lieutenant Edward Fitz is resting peacefully in the Elm section.
Oh, nice.
Row Q, plot 124. Would you like a map?
No.
So we get there, then what? We're not really equipped to dig.
I think it's just around that corner. What do you think, Eddie? Personally, I don't like your tombstone. It's a bit gaudy. And then again, you always did like attention.
This is an unusual feeling.
I'll bet.
Why do I even have a grave? There was no dead body.
It's a memorial site. Our parents insisted on it.
Did you ever visit here?
Never. Maybe part of me didn't give up hope that you'd come back.
Or maybe you were too riddled with guilt.
Gentlemen.
If you never came, how'd you even know what's buried here?
I don't remember. I believe an old man might have told me about it.
An old man? Who? Who was he?
I can't recall. He looked like our grandfather, but I can't tell if it was a dream or not.
Hunter, our grandfather died before we were born.
I know that. I'm not saying it was him, just that it looked like him.
I've gone through Hunter's past purchase history. He made a special payment for the headstone.
This sounds more and more like a wild goose chase.
Welcome to Edward Fitz's gravesite. If you would like to watch a clip about his life, say or press 1. If you would like to purchase flowers, say or press 2. If you'd like to listen to a religious...
We just like to mourn.
Now what? We just start digging?
We don't have any tools.
We don't need any. You mentioned a headstone payment.
Yes, paid in full.
Then let me inspect it. Nurse Helen, could you break this in half?
For what purpose? I'm not designed to deface property.
At this point, our lives are somewhat dependent on this. I'm not asking you to hurt anyone.
Copy that.
Jesus! Slow down, Hunter. We'll throw out your back.
What are you looking for?
Here it is.
What is it?
An SD memory card.
I can't believe it was actually here, this whole time.
But we don't have a computer.
I can play it. I'm equipped with an onboard computer.
Of course you are.
I'm reading less than 1 megabyte of data storage.
That doesn't sound promising.
Yes, it's a single audio file.
Play it, Nurse Helen.
Copy. Playing now.
Davidson? Davidson, what is going on back there?
Davidson, do you copy?
I can't move!
My God.
It's a flight recording from inside the home.
This is Lieutenant Edward Fitz. We are experiencing severe damage mission. Eddie, what's happening to us? I'm stuck. Eddie, I'm stuck. Help me. Please, Eddie, help me.
Hello? Is anyone there? I don't understand what's happening. I don't know what to do. Oh, hello? What is that?
That's it? That's all that's on the file?
It's from your time on the USS Hope.
Your final moments with the rest of the crew.
I know what it is.
Error. 1 moment, please.
Be quiet. The audio's still playing.
What's that sound? Nurse Helen, could you turn it up?
It's like a weird droning noise.
Is that a machine? Or...
Wait, I don't remember this part.
There's still more time.
That's definitely you, Eddie.
But I have no memory of...
There's always more time if you know where to look.
End recording.
Shit!
Are we sure that's the only file?
You look upset, Alyssa.
We have nothing that we can use. Nothing more than what we knew before.
Well, there's proof that Eddie is telling the truth.
Not completely. I swear. I don't remember that last section. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm talking big picture. How the others died.
Regardless, it won't help ease international tensions.
Maybe we turn over the audio to the Federation as a show of good faith.
Maybe.
What can we possibly do now?
I report back to Quantico and try to negotiate for more time for you and Hunter together.
But they'll likely fire you.
Your safety is more important.
And what happens when they put me under quarantine for the next decade?
I don't really see a way out.
But there's still more to uncover. We just need to keep searching.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
you're okay, thank God.
Special Agent Ross. Oh man, are you a sight for sore eyes. Were you followed?
No, not to my knowledge.
Then call up the Bureau Chief. Tell him we'll need a maximum security escort.
We have an emergency team waiting a few blocks away. Just make sure you have your story straight.
Right.
What can we do? If they take us, they'll spend the next 50 years poking you with needles.
I'm thinking.
All of us?
Shut up, Hunter.
Agent Ross, you little weasel.
I'm sorry, there was nothing I could do given the present circumstances.
Integrity isn't easy. That's why it's integrity.
You're the one who broke a dozen agency rules, not to mention a handful of international...
So you hand us off to the Russian Federation? Edward Fitz is a hero. He doesn't deserve to be prodded like cattle or treated like some pawn in
I'm doing what it takes to stop a global conflict. As an FBI agent, I think you would understand the stakes.
Nurse Helen. She's launched some kind of emergency siren.
Shut her up!
Wish I could.
This isn't helping anything.
Sorry. It's beyond my control.
Here's our chance. Let's go!
Run, Hunter! Come on!
I'm collecting help.
Go! Come on!
Or at least, pieces of it.
Nurse Helen, fly this quadcopter as fast as you possibly can.
She doesn't have any limbs. Shit. I have a bad feeling.
The Russians are surrounding us, but they're not advancing.
It looks like they've been ordered to wait.
Wait for what?
The doors won't open anymore.
Just manually override them.
Without power in the quadcopter, there's nothing to override. Only the emergency comms channel seems to be functioning.
This was a horrible idea. We're packed in like sardines.
We had no other choice.
Those Federation soldiers look pissed. Edward, do what you did before. When you froze time.
Froze time?
Stop playing dumb, Eddie. We all saw it.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Concentrate.
We would have preferred a more dignified transport. Alas, we will make do. You might as well make yourselves comfortable.
My God, they're towing us with their tanks.
Damn it. Can we shoot out the windows and make a run?
No, it's impossible. They're bulletproof.
Feels like they're pulling us faster and faster.
Okay. Nurse Helen, she should still be able to create a temporary charge for the quadcopter, right?
Nurse Helen, can you understand? Our circuits are fried. It'd take a lab tech several days to fix.
Relax, friends. I look forward to chatting soon.
You're taking us to the Hope. I can feel it.
We don't know that.
I do. I can sense it.
And?
That's where I need to be.
How do you know that?
I'm not sure. I just do.
Is it my imagination? Or have you turned a bit strange? It's like...
Like what?
Like you're you and you're not you. You really don't remember anything from the escape?
Not really, no.
Focus! Please, we need a plan.
I don't know. It suddenly feels like everything is out of our hands.
rumors running rampant across the country earlier this morning, there remains no official word as to the whereabouts of the USS Hope or Lieutenant Fitz himself. Meanwhile, dozens of activist groups around the world are united, jointly demanding access to Fitz and claiming that his side of the story deserves to be heard by all mankind. For more on that...
This isn't good.
Still no service in that phone of yours.
No, the signal's still being jammed.
Is anyone there? Is anyone listening?
Is there a problem?
Yes. We're headed through the desert as we speak.
It's the fastest route. An hour ago, all air travel was suspended in Arizona.
No. This is the heart of the bloodstream. You're dragging us across a literal minefield.
The Separatists would not dare try anything against an official Federation.
God, you're gonna get us all killed. Jeez.
Well, that went well.
The Federation probably has a compound out here. Right where the U.S. would least suspect it.
Sorry, Hunter, but you watch too many conspiracy shows. They pump them into those nursing homes.
Those conspiracy shows were the only ones that said Edward might still be alive.
I don't feel very alive.
Talk to us, Edward. Tell us what you meant before.
Before?
You talked about some kind of presence. It joined you on the ship.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Too late now.
It's a question of how to articulate something that goes beyond anything you would have ever experienced.
Don't be condescending.
I'm not.
So you lied before, when you told the agents and investigators about what happened on the Hope.
I wasn't lying. I'm still not sure if what I experienced was actually real, or whether it was just some sort of...
dream?
Hallucination. Brought on by the extreme stress, the psychological trauma.
Bullshit.
I'm telling the truth.
Then describe it. This entity that waltzed onto the ship and... I think it's over.
Yeah, but who won?
We're screwed either way.
Hunter, tell me you can stand.
We're about to find out.
Hands up.
Who's there?
Don't move. We'll be putting masks on your head one at a time.
We're not fighting back. We just ask that you bring the android with us.
A name. Quítenle las máscaras. Quiero verle la cara con mis ojos.
Welcome. I'm the leader of the Southwestern Separatist Movement. Lieutenant Fitz. It's an honor.
Oh. Thank you.
Hunter Fitz, it is also an honor.
Oh.
I have sources in both Federation and American camps, and I've been monitoring this situation closely. It's not a surprise that we're here. 35 years ago, the United States tried to cover up its own massive fuck-up, and now that fuck-up has returned to wreak havoc.
So you're another conspiracy theorist?
No. I just believe we need to tear down our own current socioeconomic structures, shed our skin.
Sounds terrifying.
Not more terrifying than what's already happened. Think of the Hope itself. A mission of the world's best and brightest minds, hastily sent to their deaths because of short-sightedness and greed.
Is that what really...
I agree with you. The Hope mission should never have been launched. Not after detecting the window.
But the president's ambition was too much. Why launch a multi-generational mission for another Earth when you find a shortcut and can potentially take credit much sooner? Apologies. This must all be truly strange for you, Lieutenant Fitz.
You have no idea.
You currently find yourself hundreds of feet underground inside a labyrinth of tunnels and encampments.
Hiding from the cosmic radiation.
Exactly. I see you're more up to date than I expected. Your ship landed right on the perimeter of the radiation zone. Of course, in our attempts to flee the fallout from above, we ended up turning the underground into its own contaminated region.
No one said you should mine the tetrisium.
It was the only way we could survive. I'm sure you're familiar with H.G. Wells' time machine. That writer proved to be a prophet. He foresaw the separation of man into two societies, one above ground and one down below.
The Morlocks and the Eloi.
What was once science fiction. We're living it.
The U.S. cares about its refugees.
Claro. Lies.
I understand your grievances, but this isn't my fight.
It is now. You might not have chosen this particular future, but it's where you find yourself.
Every moment that passes, it increases the likelihood of military escalation.
And I have no problem staying down here and letting the Americans and the Federation slug it out.
But thousands, if not millions, of innocent lives hang in the balance.
Ay, Dios mío, qué ternura, qué ingenua. Both nations turned their backs on us. I don't see why they deserve our sympathy.
A nuclear war would inevitably impact your way of life as well.
Not as much as yours.
We need to be taken to the USS Hope.
What did you say?
I appreciate your predicament, but right now I'm requesting a word with you in private. Would that be okay?
Come with me, Edward. Everyone else stays here.
The hell is Eddie doing?
I have no idea. But I also have reason to believe he might not be acting with our best interests in mind. His DNA sample, it showed that he's composed of some non-native qualities.
And you believe that?
I mean, how else do you explain what we saw in that quadcopter? The way he was able to manipulate matter, it's...
I can't explain it. Maybe he has been affected. But I don't believe he's doing anything consciously that would put us in danger.
We don't know for sure.
He's had every opportunity to abandon us.
Exactly. So we have to ask ourselves, what are his real motives?
With an uptick in military tension, the president has a press conference scheduled for later today. As of now, it's unclear whether her talk will calm fears or escalate them.
The USS Hope once brought the world together in a time of major unrest. Its mission showed the vast potential of global cooperation. Unfortunately, the international community has never come together since, and we're still suffering the consequences. Now I know there are a lot of confused citizens out there, some curious, some anxious. But as always, I want everyone to know that I will be acting with the best interests of the American people.
Excuse me, Madam President, does that mean going to war with the United Russian Federation?
We are strongly opposed to inflaming the situation further. But if we find such an action warranted, then yes.
Sorry for the delay, friends. But I found my meeting with Edward most enlightening.
Eddie, what did you say to her?
He said what he had to.
And?
And I will provide you with safe passage to the Federation compound and the USS Hope.
That's incredible.
Just say thank you.
I don't understand.
Each of you will need one of these breathing masks. They have a built-in comms device. We have a great distance to cover in a very short period of time, and our mine carts can only go so fast.
Mine carts?
You must be getting something out of this. Something pretty important.
I wouldn't spend your time worrying about that. For now, you should be more concerned about the fight that lies ahead. The fate of the world rests upon your next 24 hours.
Huh.
From Now stars Richard Madden as Edward, Brian Cox as Hunter, Erin Moriarty as Nurse Helen, Betty Gabriel as Alyssa Watkins, Reese Wakefield as Agent Ross, David Dostmalchian as Professor Chernov, Carla Souza as Separatist Leader, and Elizabeth Shue as the President of the United States. Additional performances by Jessica McNamee, Zoran Radanovich, Alexei Solodov, Amber Friendly, Mel Fair. Created and written by Reese Wakefield and William Day Frank. Directed by Reese Wakefield. Executive produced by Richard Madden, Brian Cox, Reese Wakefield, William Day Frank, Rob Herding, and Dave Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Supervising producer, Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Featuring Moonlight Sonata, arranged and performed by Katie Halliday. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Alvin Wee. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Production coordinators Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. From Now is a Q Code production.